Now a story about a toy that brings such joy to the hearts of many teenage boys. It's called an airsoft gun. And for those of you who are not teenage boys, I'll explain. They're BB guns that shoot plastic pellets. And part of the fun is that they're designed to look as real as possible. So real, in fact, that police officers and teachers and just about everyone else can't always tell the difference between the toy and the real thing. From member station KPLU, Hannah Jaffe-Walt has the story.
It was hot, the last day of school. Water balloons and shaving cream were flying across Main Street in Newman, California. Lieutenant Don Hutchins was on his bike, patrolling, when things turned. A frantic older woman pulled up and said she was worried about a kid in a car.
Tells us the type of car it is, with a bunch of male juveniles in it, and one of them had a gun.
It took them less than 4 minutes to find him, a 15-year-old in the driver's seat, waving a Beretta 96 handgun, pointing it out the window. Another officer, Sergeant Lemus, yelled, "Drop the weapon."
We both drew our service weapons, pointed at the kid, telling him to drop the weapon, drop the weapon.
The kid turned towards Sergeant Lemus. His gun turned with him. And it was that second, 1 second, Sergeant Lemus readying his finger just as his eyes spotted a tiny dot of orange on the barrel of the gun. It made him hesitate just for a second, and the kid dropped his weapon. It was a toy.
If he would have pointed that at us, or at anybody else for that matter, he would have been probably deceased at this point.
In Arkansas, a 12-year-old boy wasn't so lucky. He was walking outside his apartment complex with a replica toy gun and was shot and killed by police. Young people have been killed in similar circumstances in at least 3 other states, too. Airsoft are the hottest new kind of toy replica guns. They shoot lightweight plastic BBs, and they have a bright orange tip, but the tips are pretty easy to break off or paint over, which happens a lot. So there are problems with the toys. But, of course, those problems exist because people, especially young people, especially boys, adore them. So before you write airsoft off or petition to ban the guns, let's just see the other side. The pure joy of play. Hi. You must be Eric Deal. Hi.
Yes, hi.
So how old are you turning?
14.
Eric is the birthday boy. He lives in this Western Washington house with this nice big backyard, and this is his party, a 9-hour marathon airsoft battle because, well, Eric loves airsoft.
Well, I think they're cool because they're guns, and most boys like guns, and if they don't, they're weird.
Amen.
That earned an amen from Don Mahelio, another 14-year-old in camouflage and protective eyewear. Don explains the teams will soon move to opposite sides of the field to start. Everyone's got different strategies. His is pretty straightforward.
I'm a spray and pray kind of guy. I just like to shoot.
Does it hurt when you get hit?
Sometimes.
Okay, and we're starting. I'm on Don and Eric's team.
Okay, I'll take a team of two down the main trail.
Okay.
Game on, go!
Okay. Whoa. Okay, we're creeping through the trail. Boys in lots of camo and vests are all kneeling behind little trees here. It's kind of scary.
One down, one down! Did I hit you in the face? Sorry about that.
We need back up.
I love it. Watch out, watch out, watch out.
Move up to the tree and I'll cover you, and then I'll get to that pillbox right there.
I'm going to the box or you're going to the box?
You're going to the tree.
Okay, ready?
Okay, ready? Go.
Ah, I got hit.
You got hit? Yeah, on the left side, you got a couple.
That does hurt, by the way.
How'd that feel?
It was fun. I am totally pumped coming off the field. I go over and join the eliminated players on the porch, where Eric's mom is fanning herself next to the snacks. Rebecca Deal is here, hosting a 9-hour battle, but she does have mixed feelings about toy guns. Always has.
When my children were little, we had rules. You don't shoot each other. We could shoot monsters, aliens, dinosaurs, and robots because they weren't real. So then comes airsoft, and all of those rules were blown out of the water.
She saw how airsoft drew her shy, quiet son out of the house and away from video games towards friends. So now she's okay with airsoft in her backyard. But should she let him play at other kids' houses? What if no one tells the neighbors there are a bunch of kids with real-looking guns running around? At the moment, there aren't many organized venues for kids to play airsoft, so it's kind of up to parents to make these decisions. Eric and Dawn finish up the round, winners, and join us on the porch. I start to tell them about Newman, California, that boy who was almost killed by the police, and before I'm even finished, Dawn starts shaking his head. He knows those kind of kids.
They act like they're gangsters, and they put the gun sideways and point it at random cars or something like that. It just ruins it, because then, like law enforcement will think about, like, banning the sport just because of that one situation.
Some school districts and cities have already banned replica guns like airsoft, and the Newman Police Department now wants to see a federal ban. The chief there sums the issue up this way. Young people see airsoft as toys. They're pretending. They don't realize, he says, we are not. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Jaffe-Walt in Port Orchard, Washington.
That's Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Robert Smith. Leanne Hansen is back next week. I'm off to join the NPR politics team covering the Democratic convention in Denver, then to St. Paul for the Republican convention. If there are any people in the world of politics you'd like to hear from, we'd love to hear from you. Who should we be interviewing going into the conventions, and what should we be asking? Post your comments on npr.org/soapbox. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.